Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast. We love that the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. We are driven to equip and inspire Christian workers to be Christ-centered, fully funded, and financially faithful so that missionary staff come alongside all people to help them to know Jesus. This process is more widely known as Ministry Partner Development, or MPD for short. Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast. This is Katie Johnson. I'm excited today because we have our team of hosts with us. And so as you guys know, Michelle Davis has stepped away from being on staff with Crew and has stepped away from co-hosting this podcast. And so the direction that we're going to go in, it's the same mission as always, but now we have a team of a total of us six different hosts that will be rotating in and out hosting this podcast. And so today, we're just going to take some time to get to know everybody, learn a little bit about them, fun facts, their staff history, and why do they even want to do this? Why be on the Crew MPD podcast? And so, hi, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Hey, hi, Katie.
Hey.
And yeah, I'm so excited for this, and I'm excited to for everyone to learn more about you guys. And so let's just start off, and I'm going to have Josh start and introduce himself and a little bit about his staff history and fun facts and family.
Yeah. So my name is Josh Ferguson. I've been on staff almost 10 years now. Most of that has been in the MPD world. After doing field work for a few years, one of the things that I learned about myself is while God has gifted me in certain ways, he has not gifted me in others. And I realized that being in more of a support role was a much better fit. And excitingly, when I became a coach, my first coaching assignment was actually coaching some of our volunteers that then joined staff where I was at Naval Station Great Lakes. So cool. The ministry I started with is in great hands, and that was fun to sort of hand off that. And now my role is MPD coordinator for collaborative ministries. And that's just ministries that don't have their own coordinator. So I get to walk alongside ministries and make sure that they have everything that they need to best serve their staff, both new staff and senior staff. I am married with one little boy. I'm Sosa. So my wife works at the hospital in town. And our little boy is 5 now, and he just started kindergarten. So that's been a really fun adventure, but he's enjoying it quite a bit. My fun fact is I have a 1972 Gibson SG that I bought for $120 because it was very badly damaged, and I'm in the process of rehabilitating it.
That's fun. Okay, so you mentioned a couple things that I want to make sure our listeners know what they mean. SOSA is staff on, staff affiliate, and that just means that one spouse is on staff and the other is not, like Josh mentioned. But also, you briefly mentioned where you were located for your first assignment. But Josh, weren't you in the military ministry? You were serving with the military ministry, correct?
Yes, I was with Crew Military working at Naval Station Great Lakes, which is the only boot camp for the Navy. So we did recruit ministry, we did sailor ministry, and we did officers ministry. It was a really cool place because it's basically two bases all in one. So there was a lot of really cool opportunities there.
Josh, my dad was there back in the 40s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Great Lakes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. I would love to, maybe one day we can share more about Josh, your journey of what got you into military ministry, because your background is really fun, and what brought you to that. And so, but we're glad to have you in the MPD world now.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, we like having you. So thanks for joining the MPD world. Mark, feel free to introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Mark Hammett. I'm married to Susie, and we live in Southern Oregon, a little town called Medford. We moved back here 2 years ago. This is where my wife grew up. And we enjoy things like golfing and hiking and fishing and the great outdoors. So come and see us in Southern Oregon. How's that? My role within Crew is that within Athletes in Action. I'm the MPD coordinator for AIA, and have been in that slot for about 3 years, and really enjoy helping to onboard our staff and really be the first supervisor for our new staff. It's a real joy for us. Our staff history, we've been in the campus ministry for over 40 years, and that journey took us to places like the University of Arizona back in the 80s, South Africa in the 90s, and just in the 2000s, and then we were in Cincinnati, Ohio for the last 20 years, and then in 2004, we came to Athletes in Action, and I think that's something that my wife really wanted to do since way, way back when we got married in the 80s, because she was a college golfer. But at that point in time, you couldn't be AIA and campus. You had to be one. And so she did the golf. She did the kind of a sport ministry, but she was still Crew campus at that time. But now she has freedoms. So that's good. We have three kids. They're grown and on their own. They live in the Midwest. And we have four grandkids. Number five is due in October. So, Lord willing, we'll be making a trip to welcome our fifth grandchild, a granddaughter, in October. Thanks. And I think a fun fact also kind of relates to the kids. We have a set of twins, a boy-girl set of twins. And so we went from one to three, and that's a whole nother story.
So fun.
Yeah.
Do twins run in one of y'all's family?
Well, yeah, Susie's family, and from what we've learned from our obstetrician, was that oftentimes it skips generations. Mm-hmm. And so that means my daughter's daughter has a pretty good chance of having twins. So we'll see.
That's so cool.
That's so fun. Mark, I didn't know you were in South Africa for a bit.
Yeah, we... It was really as a result of a couple summer projects, having gone to the African continent. And we were kind of told, you know, once you drink from the water of Africa, you'll be back. And that was true. I went as a single, and then we went as a married couple. And then we went full time as a family for 8 years.
Wow. You said eight years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in Durban, South Africa.
That's so cool. How old were you when you were there?
How old what?
Were your kids when you were there?
Oh, that's another crazy story. The twins were 8 months old when we traveled over.
Wow.
And we had them in a backpack. and our oldest was three.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, how you gather stress points? We had a basket full of them at that point.
But how cool to see your faithfulness to follow where God was calling you, even with, you know, maybe having three small children, and you could have easily been like, no, I'm not doing that. And so I feel like that's neat to see how you were faithful in that.
I give my wife, Susie, a big shout out for that. Yeah. Thank you, Susie. Yeah. So kind of why the Crew podcast? I think I just love helping our staff on their MPD journey, and really see this as a way that we can help them be successful. As we offer, you know, a whole host of topics, and it's just a great way of getting the word out.
That's great. We're glad to have you.
Thank you,
Emily. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. I am Emily Fenz, and I am my new title within the MPD world is that I am the coordinator for Geography 5, which is our cohorts 10 and 12. And my husband and I are both on staff, and we've been on staff for close to a little over 11 years. And originally, we were both full-time campus staff at what we called the Central Kentucky region. And so it was like UK, University of Kentucky, and then some smaller schools around the area. And I also did Greek ministry there and worked with a lot of the sorority girls, and it was really fun. But when I became a mom and life just felt a little bit harder to get to campus, I got the opportunity to transition over to the MPD coaching world. And it's been so fun to get to invest in our staff and help them just understand what it looks like to do MPD and feel encouraged in this season that can sometimes feel lonely. So it's been a really great opportunity for me to still, in a lot of ways, disciple people, but just disciple our staff and growing to learn to trust the Lord and to see Him provide in big ways. And so we have three kids. So we have a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And there are lots of fun and a little crazy sometimes at times too. So we have a daughter and 2 boys. And my fun fact, Mark, based off of your fact is that I actually am a twin. And so I have a twin brother.
Oh, great.
And I am married to a twin, but he has a twin brother, not identical. So we always say that we're twins, but we didn't have twins. So our poor daughter, I just think, like, if she has twins, I have to, like, just pick up and move wherever she is to help her, right?
If it's double the chance, though, could she have more than two?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think even the genetics world doesn't fully understand exactly how twins sure. occur. So who knows, right?
Yeah. Oh,
but that would great. Be, so then I really would have to move in if she had quadruplets, right?
yes.
Have you been really good friends with your brother over the years?
Yes, we have, like, I mean, it has come and gone a little bit, but we've been really close, and he has kids right around my kids' age. They live actually closer to Mike in Merritt Island, Florida, and so we get go down there every once in a while. My kids love their house because they have a beach and a pool, so they think that their house is the coolest, so it's fun to get to still, like, do life with them.
Fun fact, her mother-in-law was in my parents' wedding.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Such a small world, right?
I know, right?
All the overlaps. Emily and I also grew up in the same area.
I know.
Which was in the Cincinnati area where Mark lived for 20 years.
So. And I was actually born and raised in Cincinnati.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
And
then,
nice.
Then left and then came back.
Oh.
And then left again.
So much overlap. That's so fun. Well, Mike, you mentioned that your Emily's mother-in-law was in your parents' wedding. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Mike Rhodes. I've been on staff with Crew for 17, going on 40 years, having grown up as a staff kid within the ministry.
Oh, that's great.
So I started out my staff career working with the media and design team out of the Crew's Campus Philadelphia office. And then I made the mistake with my staff trainer to say, I'm never moving to Orlando. I had the audacity to go further than that and say, like, the Archangel Michael had to come down with his flaming sword and say, you're going to Orlando. And the Lord in his infinite wisdom said, no, I don't need to do all that. You're going because I say you're going. And, I then, after being a part of that team for about 5 years, I moved down to Orlando to be part of the headquarters internship team. And in there, I got to really learn to kind of be a Renaissance person, where I was doing a lot of event planning, recruiting, life coaching for the intern guys that were coming and working out of our headquarters in Orlando, Florida. And did that for about 5 years. And then the Lord took the Etch-a-Sketch of my life again and said, it's time to do something different. And have been MPD coaching ever since, coaching new staff out of North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware area. Mm. And so I live here in Orlando still with my wife, Heather. The fun fact for me is I'm a huge comic book nerd. If ever there comes a time where we do video podcasts, like, I'll demonstrate, like, show everybody my library, but it's huge. And I can pretty much anything you want to know about DC Comics from 1986 to about 2011, like, I'm your guy.
How many comics do you have, Mike?
There once was a point where I stopped counting after 6,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can like see a stand behind Mike right now that has comics.
Yes.
But that is not six. You said 6,000?
Wow. Yes.
So that's crazy.
Do you have all 6,000 cool. displayed anywhere?
I used to. How it's displayed and in what format is different than what it once was. So I've done over the course of several years a lot of like buying and selling. Mm-hmm. So it just looks different, but yeah. I have an entire bookshelf that has everything in it. So
wow. Mike is also in a room in his house that's like behind a hidden bookshelf door. So
yes.
It's really
cool. It was the prerequisite for my wife when we were looking to buy a house for our family to expand in, was like, we have to have a house that we can put a secret passage door to. Like it has to have a room that has a lot space for a library and that we can put a secret passage door to. So that when we eventually do have kids, it becomes a game of like, how long can we go before our kids find out there's a whole nother room in the house?
Wait, that's so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
I'm definitely going to be visiting the next time I'm in Orlando.
If that is my one way I traumatize my future children, I'm totally okay with that, of being like, you lied to me. There's a whole nother room in this house and you lied to me. I'd be okay with that.
My parents recently did some remodeling on their house, and one of their like things they refused to budge on was a secret passage from their bedroom to their sunroom. And so from both sides, on their side, it just looks like a wall. And on the sunroom side, it just looks like a shelf. But you can open it from either side and go through. It's really cool.
Mine is not a dual secret door. It clearly looks like a... There's nothing secret about it from the other side. Mm.
But once you're in the room, you kind of already know about the secret. So
Right.
That's super cool. Wait, I have one more question for you, Mike. The Lord brought you to Orlando, where you never thought you'd be. Is that where you met your wife?
It is, actually. Mm. It's kind of roundabout, but the short of it is we're both part of a large community choir here in Orlando.
Oh, cool.
And so that's kind of sort of how we met. It's a much longer convoluted story.
He brought you to Orlando.
Exactly. It took me 10 years of being in Orlando for that to happen, but thank the Lord that it happened.
That's cool.
For the audience, Katie has a knowing look in her face right now as we look at her, because she knew that the Lord orchestrated that to Orlando.
Actually, I didn't know that, but I kind of figured, like, oh, maybe he met his wife there. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Lord always has plans for us, right?
There you go. There you go.
That's so fun.
Maybe Mike can sing on one of our future podcasts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet. Or you and your wife.
I would be glad to do that if our subscribers, you know, put a little extra in my staff account. So,
can write a special song related to MPD.
There I was going to say, we should write an MPD song.
There you go.
There were some MPD videos that I used to do in my youth. So they're out there in the YouTube world.
Crank them up, man.
We'll have to search for those.
Yeah.
Those are the show notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. I mean, yeah. Now I'm like having all these ideas. So careful what you share. Tammy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, well, I love hearing about the secret rooms, and that draws out when I was younger, I used to tell my friend, one of my best friends next door, that I was going to detective school. And then there was this desire to be a spy. So that's my fun fact, is I love adventure. I love, you know, that type of film genre, you know, thriller, spy kind of intrigue. So anyway, so it's fun to hear about your families and their secret rooms. I'm Tammy Doce, and this is my 30th year on staff. And so it's kind of fun to cross that another milestone, so to speak. 19 of those years, I lived in Albania in the Balkans or Eastern Europe. And I actually got to be a part of a lot of our different ministries in Albania because all of it was pioneering, you know, but I have spent the bulk of my time in campus ministry. Then when we moved to the States 10 years ago, I stepped into the MPD world. And so that was my entrance, was after being overseas, coming back and hearing that there was a great need for MPD coaches. And I just really loved coming alongside staff to help them embrace MPD and enjoy that phase of our staff lives whenever we're in it, so to speak. I just started this summer stepped into a new role as the national director or the director for senior staff MPD. And so part of that is just helping senior staff flourish on the field, having margin and really embracing MPD as ministry, as I know we all echo that. I continue as the MPD coordinator for campus cohorts 18 and 19, which is like the Rocky Mountain, Alaska down to Texas region. And then I'm also in the stewardship world as a stewardship coach.
So you do it all.
No, I don't do it all, but I do enjoy much of it, most of it. And I love our world. We've got an amazing community of coaches and just probably one of the best teams I've ever been on. So I've been married to Bonnie or Alban, Albania, if you see the connection there. He's Albanian for 17 years. He was on staff for 10 years and then transitioned off staff. And so I'm also spouse affiliate, like a few of you. And we currently live in Colorado Springs with our moms. So his mom came to live with us about 5 years ago. And then after we moved from, we initially went to Chicago after Albania. That's where I'm from, is the Chicago suburbs. And then when we moved to Colorado, my mom followed us about a year later. And so it's us and our moms, and they're like sisters with one another, super sweet, even though they don't speak the same language. It's very dear. So
your husband's mom doesn't speak any English.
She doesn't. She knows a few basics. Yeah. That's cool. They just communicate. I mean, we obviously can translate, but then they also just do so much nonverbally, which is really sweet.
They've got a
real special bond. Yeah, I am fluent.
Oh, good for you.
I am fluent. You know, I'm rusty, but it comes right back when I get opportunities to be over there. So
that's so cool.
That's awesome.
And you also met your husband overseas.
I did. We did. Yeah. When he joined staff, we were friends for a long time. And then we were kind of on different campuses throughout Albania, but we also got to serve together. And yeah, so we met
That's
over there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How did you first get interested in Albania?
You know, I went to Miami of Ohio, which had an amazing and just crew ministry. And just when I went, I feel like this has been consistent over all the years, but just huge focus on the world. And so God was already, you know, just working in my heart to consider a summer mission. And the summer that I was thinking about between my junior and senior year, Albania had just opened up in terms of, you know, communism had just fallen. They had had this premiere of the Jesus film in the Palace of Congress. And so it was a country after 40 years of enforced atheism that was open. And that's my fun fact. It appealed to my adventuresome side. I was like, oh, that sounds amazing. I don't know anything about Albania. I probably did not know where it was either. Because that's usually people are like, where is Albania? You know? And so, but I just heard that like people were, we had sent a spring break trip and from Miami and there were just so many people coming to Christ. So I was like, I'm putting it down as my number one, you know, for the summer. You put three choices and stuff. I could have ended up in Russia or Turkey as well. So, but Albania changed the trajectory of my life, I guess, so to speak. So
that's great. Well, Tammy, I didn't know. I'm a Miami grad too.
Oh, well, hey.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Connections.
And that's right outside Cincinnati. So I didn't know you went there either.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up when we were talking Cincinnati, but yeah.
So many connections. That's super fun. Thanks for sharing. I'd love to hear a little bit from you guys, and I know Mark, you shared a little bit already, but if you have anything else to share, but why do you guys want to help and co-host this podcast?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is I'd love the sound of my own voice. So, I mean, that's one reason. It's the same reason for why I'm in MPD, the trajectory of my staff career has kind of moved more towards MPD coaching, is because I love investing in staff, and hearing staff stories. So any vehicle that allows me to continue to do that in any way, I'm going to want to say yes to, as much as I can. When the roll call came out for, hey, anybody who's interested in doing the MPD podcast, I'm like, raised my hand up and was like, yeah, I'm in. So I was excited to be a part of this.
That's great.
I would say I love to collect and gather resources. I'm a developer just by nature. And so I think we have such an incredible wealth of resources and tools, like beyond our MPD coaches and leaders, and just within our whole staff world. And I think, you know, this is a great opportunity to really tap into different experiences. I feel like we learn so much from one another when we get to hear our stories, whether hard or amazing, or, you know, the whole realm of emotion that we all experience in MPD. I just feel like there's so much that we can learn from one another. And I think this is a great opportunity to really share the wealth among us. So
agreed.
Yeah, it's great.
I think one of the things that I've learned consistently through MPD is just the value of shared experience. It's so encouraging to hear someone voice the same thing that you think or hear, and to know that I'm not alone. This problem isn't unique. I love listening to people's stories, helping them to share their stories. I think ultimately MPD is really about stories. Whether you're on MPD, what gets you through MPD, and the podcast is just a great vehicle for people to not feel alone and also share what it is that God has done. And there's so much encouragement that can come from that.
Yeah, I think MPD is such a an amazing part of our job, but I think a lot of staff don't always view it that way. And but it's such a ministry, and I think a lot of times we can feel like we are, maybe it feels like a distraction. But what I love about this podcast is it helps, like you said, Josh, like equip people to feel like they're not alone in this. And I just have a heart that all of our staff would just thrive in MPD. And I feel like when you're freed up to thrive in MPD, you can also thrive on campus. And then also as you meet with the people that you're working with, like, they're going to obviously like want to continue to follow God wherever he calls them. And if he would call them on staff, MPD would hopefully not be a fear of theirs, because they've heard from our staff who love MPD. And I think a lot of times our staff sometimes can feel, it feels lonely at times, or it feels maybe scary depending on your situation. But I just want our staff to be able to feel like that they can thrive and know that they're not alone, like you said, Josh.
Yeah, I love what you guys all said. I feel like I always talk about how I'm in the MPD world, but I don't love MPD. but I love watching what God can do through MPD. And I love watching God move through MPD. And I love watching God transform people through MPD, right? And so there's something about, I think it is easy to feel isolated when you're on staff and maybe you don't have a coach at that point. Or, I mean, this podcast, maybe there's people that aren't on crew staff listening right now, right? And if we can encourage missionaries in their support raising, and then in turn they can stay on the field, then it's worth it, right? Yes. And whether that's through – sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, as Michelle used to always say, friends don't let friends do MPD alone.
Yes, it's so true. And yeah. And I think that, like, that would be, at least my heart is, I want people to be equipped to not just go, but to stay, and to be able to stay on the field as long as the Lord would have them, and not have support racing be a factor in that. Because God does hold all resources and he's able. And so, yeah, I mean, I could go on for a long time, but I'm not. Well, guys, I feel like this might be a good place to wrap up this episode. I'm excited for you guys to continue to get to know them and to continue to hear more about where God has brought them from and where they're going and all the things. So, yeah, thanks for joining us.